Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now. Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
American grass seed company Pennington on a mission to ban turf fields. More injuries. 32% more football non-contact knee injuries on turf, and half the fields are turf. Let's get rid of it. Let's get our guys on grass. Pennington.com/flip the turf. Sign the petition today. Co-host, first things first, our buddy Chris Broussard's in New York. Okay. I think I like Boston tonight, and now we find out Miami's missing a starter. Do you like the Celtics tonight? What do you think the game looks like?
I do like the Celtics, and you're right. Look, this is why you got to get series over as soon as you can if you're up 3-0, because of potential injuries. And we know Gabe Vincent isn't a star, but in this series, he's averaging 17 points, and he's shooting 50% from three. So he's a valuable player, their third leading scorer in the playoffs. So that's big. I'm going to go with the Celtics. And here's the thing, Colin. It's up to the Celtics. Like, they are the more talented team by a wide margin, I'd say. And so the Heat beat you with hustle, with grit, with heart, toughness, and execution, and being well coached. If you match the Heat in heart and hustle and toughness and so on, you'll beat them if you're the more talented team. So if Boston just comes out and plays as hard as it can, as smart as it can in terms of execution, they should win this game. And look, Jason Tatum has been terrific. We know when his back is against the wall, going back to last year against Milwaukee. So I'm going to go with the Celtics to push this to a game six and then put the pressure on Miami.
You know, it's interesting. You say Boston's better by a wide gap. So it is interesting. So I would argue Spo's the better coach by far.
Right.
Butler's the best player in the series. Tatum 2, Jaylen Brown 3, Bam Adebayo 4. And then I think you get into a Marcus Smart, then it's guys that are 11 a game, 12, 13. But when I look at this Miami team with Tyler Hero coming back, have we undervalued Miami's talent? They got a lot of undrafted guys, 4 in the rotation. I get it. But Tyler Hero's 20 a game. Bam in the East. There's an argument. He's around that all-star level. Butler's great. Spo's the best coach. Coaching matters. I mean, I guess if Miami seals this thing tonight without Tyler Hero and without the injured, maybe we've undervalued Miami.
Well, we have, and I'm right there at the top of the list. I certainly have, and if they advance, I'm picking Denver. All right, so I'm going to undervalue them again. But you're right. Look, they've been in how many conference finals now the last few years? 3 in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
This would be their second finals appearance. Part of it is that you mentioned the undrafted players. Jimmy Butler goes from being like an all-star level player in the regular season to a top 5 or 10 player in the playoffs. Bam Adebayo, as good as he is, he's very good, but he's an undersized center.
Yeah.
They haven't shot the three well during the regular season, at least. They've been good in the playoffs with it. So, and you're right, Tyler Hero is a very good player. He's a scorer, but that's what he is. He's not like a great defender or anything like that, but he's a scorer. So I think all of those things, you look at their roster next to Milwaukee's,
yeah,
next to Boston's, and they just come up short, next to Denver's, and they'll come up short. And so I think those are the reasons we underestimate them. Yeah. What I don't underestimate is their heart and their execution and Eric Spoelstra's coaching ability, which is why I think they give Denver a very tough series. I just would hate to play Miami, Colin. Like, they just a pest. Right. You know, they're always going to go hard. They're never going to quit, no matter how hard high you get up on them in terms of a margin. They're like that boxer that just won't stop swinging, and you can't knock him out. He'll take everything you've got and keep on coming. So I respect them, but I just think there are a lot of teams that have more talent.
Okay, so I didn't know Nick Wright had the same opinion, but my opinion on the LeBron to the Warriors was viewed as wacko and crazy. And my takeaway is LeBron only wants to play for titles. The Warriors love high IQ experienced players who have been in crisis games. They've already said youth doesn't matter. Wiseman's gone. Kuminga and Moody barely play. They've told you everything's on Steph's timeline. And LeBron, though he can't dominate, I suggested the Lakers owner and GM would like to get some power back. It's LeBron's franchise. And, you know, Wiggins, Poole, Kuminga. Kuminga didn't play in the playoffs. Poole's expensive, but the Lakers with Austin Reeves and Poole, Anthony Davis, Rui, yeah, and Wiggins? Like, you can't tell me that's not a good team. Why is this so crazy? Do you think it's wacko?
I don't think it's wacko because, first of all, from Golden State's standpoint, yeah, they look like they're saying, okay, we tried to build on the let's win now and then let's build for, you know, the future, and we can't do it. We have to go all in on now. Why else would they want to bring back a Draymond Green and a Klay Thompson on contract extensions? So you're going for it. You're going to maximize Steph's prime while he's there, which I think is smart. So, yeah, go out and get a LeBron James. For the Lakers, obviously, well, I won't say obviously. If you traded LeBron, there aren't a ton of teams that are going to give you everything for him because that team has to be right there and able to win it next season, right? And a lot of those teams won't have the youth or maybe the draft picks that the Warriors or Lakers would be looking for. Wiggins is he's not a number one, but he's a great number three. And Poole averaged, I believe, 26 points a game when Steph's injured. So Poole, for all his warts, and he's young, he'll grow, he'll mature, and you get him away from Draymond, that's probably a good thing. Look, Colin, I like the idea, and I'm not necessarily pushing this, but I do like the idea of LeBron playing with the Warriors now better than had he done it, say, 6-7 years ago in his prime. And not just because it would have been over for the rest of the league, but LeBron would have been dominating the ball. That beautiful offense would have ceased to exist, and Steph and Klay would have been spot-up shooters. They would have won just because they would have had such great talent, but it wouldn't have been as fun to watch. If he were to go there now, and I don't think it's going to happen, but if he somehow ended up there, he could play that Kevin Looney position, and obviously he's going to score 20, 25 points a game, rebound, play defense, like, he would be great there now because he's willing to fit into a system now rather than come in and be the system and everything revolves around him. The question is, a lot of people wouldn't like to see that, Colin. And a lot of people would rip LeBron for that because it's like, well, you went to Miami, stacked the deck. You went to Cleveland, made sure they got Kevin Love for Andrew Wiggins. You went to Los Angeles, made sure they got Anthony Davis. Now you're joining Steph? Like, these are the two preeminent players of this era. This would be like Magic running to play with Bird or Bird running to play with Magic. And so he would get a lot of heat for that. But, hey, a ring's a ring. So he would win rings, I'll tell you that much.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Kyrie Irving situation, he goes to Laker games, we talk about it, then he's upset, we talk about it. When you hear that, I do think he fits. Now, I would take Trae Young over him because Trae is more durable, plays more minutes, is a younger version. I don't think he's quite as erratic personally. So I would. I don't know if the Lakers have anything to get Trae Young. But the Kyrie stuff to the Lakers, he does fit. Would they take the call and consider it?
Yeah, look, I wouldn't want to give up Austin Reeves and Rui Hachimura. So if I could get Kyrie and keep those guys, there's a few others I'd love to keep, but definitely those two. And I think it would be important for the Lakers to have control of the situation. Meaning that you don't give up all your players for Kyrie. You certainly don't give up like the guys I mentioned, and now you're top heavy with AD, LeBron, and Kyrie because all those guys are injury prone. And so that you, if you have no depth, you would be in trouble in the regular season if one or two of those guys gets hurt, not to mention the playoffs. But I definitely look at it. My ideal, if I'm the Lakers, is for Kyrie to fit in at $30, $32 million a year, you know, starting at that salary. Now, that's $15 million less than he can get in a max deal, so I don't know that he'll like it. But look, Kyrie, for his Instagram post, I haven't made my decision. It's not really his decision that much. He's obviously got a say, but it's not like teams are going to be bending over backwards to get Kyrie Irving. I mean, maybe Phoenix. Dallas, but I think Dallas has more leverage than they seem to know. And the Lakers. That's maybe it. If the teams with max cap space are young, Orlando, Charlotte, they have LaMelo Ball, San Antonio about to bring in Wembanyama. Like, they're not going to want Houston. I don't see them wanting Kyrie Irving. So the Lakers, I do believe, should explore this. If they can get him for the right money or get him without losing some of their other players, then I would definitely look at it. Because, Colin, what cost them against Denver, one of the main things, was they couldn't close. All right, those games were close.
Yeah.
And Denver had a closer in Jamal Murray. And by that, I mean, like, LeBron obviously can close games. But he has to get to the rim and hit a layup to close the game at this point. He might hit a jumper, might, but he's not a great shooter. What they had in Denver was a great shooter that could create his own shot and give him a little space, and he's going to hit it, Jamal Murray. That's what Kyrie Irving is. Like, AD, you can't count on him to close. LeBron, you're not always going to be able to get to the rim. Kyrie Irving can create the space and hit the shot in the clutch, and that's what they need, and nobody knows that better than LeBron.
Chris Broussard, co-host First Things First, does The Odd Couple with Rob Parker on radio. As always, my friend, great seeing you.
Thanks, Colin. Enjoyed it.
You bet. Kyrie Irving, yay or nay, J-Mac?
Can I say, I'm saving it for headlines. We may talk about Kyrie Irving. Come on, you know how I feel about that guy.
Yeah.
Come on.
J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right, here's this NFL story. I teased a little earlier. Within the last 90 minutes, the Raiders, Josh McDaniels, spoke to the media and announced that the reason Jimmy Garoppolo is not at OTAs is that he's recovering from foot surgery. Colin, he had foot surgery in March after signing with the Raiders. McDaniels would not comment on what the procedure was, but he said Garoppolo could be out until training camp.
Well, that's okay.
This comes on the heels of Davante Adams sounding off recently. You have to wonder if he caught wind of this and was like, we dumped my guy Carr and now we bring in damaged goods. Remember, Garoppolo got hurt last year and they said, oh, well, he doesn't need surgery. Maybe he can come back if they make the Super Bowl. And then the Raiders took one look at him and was like, he needs surgery. Colin, this is a guy who's hurt every year.
No, I mean, we
this
all,
is not
the,
good
the
at
interesting
all.
Thing about the Raiders is this. I think we all look at Garoppolo as a two-year plan. The Raiders don't have a backup, which leads me back to my belief that if you look at their September schedule and it goes sideways, if it goes sideways, as long as Josh McDaniel has an agreement with Mark Davis, you go to the backup, you move Garoppolo to a team that's good, that loses a quarterback.
And you move Adams too, and you full-on tank?
And you go get a quarterback. Let me tell you something. You start looking in the AFC.
McDaniels can sell that. How many years has he been? Is this only his second or third year?
No, I'm saying you have to have an agreement from the owner. And just say, listen, we're 0-3. Jimmy is damaged goods, but good enough to... And then you sit around and wait in September and October for 7 to 8 weeks. What playoff team is willing to eat Jimmy's contract for a year or two?
Well, I have talked to one coach who has been on this show, been at this network for a while. He got an assurance from an owner. Hey, if we bring in this guy, I don't want him. And if we bring him in, is my job safe? Owner told him, of course. And then it went south.
Well, the owners are all crazy.
They're all liars. Come on. These billionaires, they're going to do what they want. Like, I don't... A lot has been written about the Raiders' finances. You know, ownership. They can't afford to fire coaches. This is just not good. This is... You're starting off with a guy who needed surgery right out the gate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not throwing shoulder surgery. I mean, Brock Purdy had literally his soup bone go sideways, and he's going to start week one.
It was January. This is March.
Well, that was a serious injury.
Well, I mean, what number of surgery is this for Garoppolo? Two, three,
well,
four?
He gets banged up. He does.
Banged up. All right, let's go back to the Lakers. They were one of the best teams in the second half of the season after Pelinka retooled that roster at the deadline. They got to the Western Conference Finals, as you said, exceeded expectations. AD's defense, phenomenal. Pelinka hopes to keep the core players together.
After the trade deadline, we had one of the top records in the league. I think keeping that continuity is going to be very important. We ultimately got knocked out by a team that has great continuity. They've got a group of players that have been together for several seasons, and it shows in the way they play. But that's a high priority for us. We feel like we've got a group of special players in the locker room. They enjoy playing with each other. Darvin enjoys coaching them. We know there's more growth and improvement in that group, especially if we get a training camp together. So I would say that's a high priority to keep our core players together.
I mean, that's what you're hoping.
Okay. Is Rui Hachimura a core player?
Yes, he is now. Austin Reeves. I think they have four. They have four. AD, LeBron, Reeves, and Rui are their core four.
D'Angelo Russell.
No way. Everything else is movable. Beasley?
Schroeder?
No.
Troy Brown?
Nope, nothing. I think they want to keep Lonnie Walker. Want to keep him around. I think he's limited, but they like him. Nice kid. They want.
So Rui, a core guy?
Yes, his length, his ability to hit threes. I mean, let me tell you something. There are nights, like he and Reeves were their three-point shooters.
I mean, he won at least one playoff game.
Yeah, no.
The game against Memphis,
Rui's
like
a core piece.
29.
Rui, Reeves, LeBron, AD. How do they get... I mean, that's why the Kyrie thing makes sense. How can they go get another star? Kyrie's on the market. They don't have to give anything up.
But apparently you can't afford to keep Rui if you bring on Kyrie because of the cap and all that stuff. So, you know, Rui can be valuable when AD goes down. Not if, but when AD needs time off because he can play center and defend. Yeah, we'll have something in headlines here shortly about a way to keep Rui. Final story, Celtics tonight, no room for error. Got to win. They got to win this one, then two more. Game five tonight back in Boston. Charles Barkley thinks the home team is going to, wait for it, run away with the win.
I think game five is going to be a cakewalk for the Celtics. I think they're going to have so much energy because when not getting swept is not a cup. It's not. That's not. They don't get a cookie. But now they're going to go back home. That place is going to be loud and incredible. I think they're going to kill Miami next game.
He's often loud and wrong.
Yeah, sometimes.
When was the last time Miami got killed? Does Jimmy Butler allow his team to get killed?
I think it's a...
You like Barkley a lot more than I do, right? He's an entertainer. We get that.
Yes.
But his predictions are horrible.
Now, he's
if
not
anyone
good with...
listens to him for gambling advice...
No, he's bad for gambling.
Awful. So this makes me wonder, like, does Miami win tonight?
I think they're...
You did take the points,
you
right?
You can't be down two shooters. Come on, two? On the road? Now, I think Boston wins tonight. The question is, do they win by 6 or 12?
What does Spoelstra cook up? That Mazzulla's going to be dumbfounded. He just
How about
stands
this?
On the sideline and looks
you
like.
You know what I always believe in games like this? Just rest all your starters and go home
and
win.
Oh, gosh. Then no coach does that. Nobody's doing that.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Colin, you got to compete. Sometimes you just call in sick. Ice cream headache. Migraine something.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Saturday is Baseball Night in America on Fox. The Red Sox take on the Diamondbacks. The Reds battle the Cubs or Cardinals Guardians. Catch the action at 7 Eastern on Fox. Check for the game in your area.
Go to netsuite.com/herd. NetSuite by Oracle. No payments or financing. 6 months. No interest 6 months. netsuite.com/herd. All right. Well, Jason McIntyre was just running a blog years ago and running headlines left and right. And I said, this young man, you got to kick that to the curb and come join me in the digital TV world. And that's what he's done. And so every Friday, Thursday today, because we're both off tomorrow, we do what we call Tomorrow's Headlines Today. He's a former headline writer in the news biz. You ready to go?
I think so. Yes.
Okay. So game five tonight, Heat up 3-1. They move back to Boston. Tomorrow's headlines today. The headline tomorrow for the Heat and the Celtics.
So the Gabe Vincent news is, it's kind of significant, right? Starting guard, playing heavy minutes. Boston going home. They've been spotty at home. The headline will be, better eat your Heaties. Butler and Bam too big and strong for Celtics.
Wow.
Listen, I think Miami ultimately wins this series. Colin, I'm just a Jimmy Butler guy. You know that. And Spoelstra Mazzulla is... Really, this is like a massive coaching mismatch. We've seen it. Miami threw the zone at Boston, and Mazzulla looked rattled. I like Tatum a lot. One of my favorite players ever to play sports in Boston. This is just a disappointing series. And you might be onto something with the Jaylen Brown hand injury. I saw a stat on mid-range jumpers in this series. He's like 7 of 37.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Some ridiculously bad number. That's just out of character for him. So maybe it is a hand and he's not overthinking it. But he was on the trade market for KD last summer. Now there's like, could you move him for Dame or someone else? We'll see what happens. Interesting offseason ahead in Boston.
All right. Tomorrow's headlines today. A lot of stuff out there. Trade rumors, retirement, LeBron James. I can't wait for this headline.
LeBron might retire. You know, it was a big, big talk. The headline will be The Hunger Games. Bron refills plate for 21st time. Obviously a Hunger Games fan. I actually like those movies. At any rate, I got the numbers for you. LeBron in this regular season, 28-8-6.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, 24-9-6. Are those the numbers of somebody who's going to retire?
No.
No, man, he's coming back. I think what you really need to do is take a burden off him by adding someone who's not Kyrie Irving. Can you imagine LeBron basically being a babysitter of Kyrie Irving? Like in Cleveland.
Can you go get Kyle Kuzma again or something?
There is a player I think that we're going to be targeting here shortly, but as long as the Lakers don't start 2-10, have that friction. Remember how, like, odd the locker room was with Russell Westbrook and LeBron?
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of beef, and, like, it was just a tough season. That's going to wear on a guy like LeBron at this age in his career, and I don't think it's over for LeBron winning titles. They were right there against a really good Denver team, took down the defending champion Warriors, took down Memphis, the number two seed. I think LeBron returns, and the Lakers are contenders once again.
All right, there's another name out there in the free agent world, Fred VanVleet. Tomorrow's headlines today, the Raptor, who's just gotten better and better. What's the headline?
So VanVleet averaged 19-7, second best player on the Raptors. The best player was Pascal Siakam. So, like, VanVleet's not getting a ton of open shots. Where could he go and just plug in, and he plays great defense and shoot? The headline will be Fred Zeppelin. Lakers show VanVleet a whole lot of love. How about that? Fred VanVleet and the Lakers. I know it's not as sexy as Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Right? That's what everybody wants.
But he defends.
Irving. You know who's also reliable? Fred VanVleet. You think Pelinka's got to worry at night? Jeez, is Kyrie going to show up tomorrow? Does he need a day off to go see his sister's birthday or whatever? Kyrie Irving just unreliable. So I think Lakers fans need to be realistic.
By the way, that'd make Austin Reeves a very good four.
Oh, my gosh. And by the way, Dennis Schroeder was like their defensive hound, but he wasn't giving you enough offense. VanVleet can score. I know he had a down year from three, but when they won the title with Kawhi Leonard, he was arguably their second best player on that team. He averaged, I believe, 14 in that series, but his defense on Curry was instrumental.
Yeah.
And again, he's a pro's pro. I know he's got a lot of minutes logged, still under 30. Lakers fans, if you can get VanVleet, who is now a clutch client, okay?
LeBron does not like kids. By the way, you could say Austin Reeves is young, but he played college for four. LeBron likes highly smart, functional guys. He doesn't have to mentor and teach basketball.
And you want to keep Rui Hachimura, you can afford him when you add Fred VanVleet.
So that's interesting.
He's not like a $40 million a year guy.
So that's interesting. So LeBron and AD are your two best players. Van Vliet's three, Austin Reeves four, Rui five.
Now you got something.
That's a real team.
I mean, again, you bring on Kyrie, you're probably going to have to lose Rui, and Kyrie's like, how often is he going to show up
for you? I like that. That's pretty good.
It's not super sexy, but Fred Van Vliet and the Lakers, warm up to it, L.A. Make it happen.
All right, speaking of Kyrie Irving, he doesn't like social. Wait, he does. Tomorrow's headlines today. What do you make of that?
His rant about like, hey, don't listen to these guys. Don't listen to McIntyre and Cowherd. They don't know. But you're right. He shows up front row to a Lakers game.
What just, do you want us to do?
Just so happened to, you know, just happened to be there. You know, I'm not a huge Kyrie guy.
Yeah, I know that.
The headline will be always Kyrie cash. Mavs pony up to keep Irving. Kyrie has said he wants to get paid. Mark Cuban's been backed into a corner. You lose Porzingis. You lose Brunson. You can't lose Kyrie, too, or you might lose Luka Doncic. So you have to overpay. There's a lot of chatter in the NBA circles about there's like a handshake deal between Mark Cuban and Kyrie. Like, we're going to pay you. You're going to stay. Listen, when he showed up, Colin, they cratered in the West. Maybe it was the getting used to one another, the your turn, my turn, which never really works among superstars. I don't like this if I'm Luka. You know I'm a Luka. I said Luka's the best player in the league for the last couple of years. I look like an idiot when they don't even make the playoffs. But they got to keep Kyrie. They're going to pay.
I don't like this at all.
I don't like it.
I like the headline. I don't like
the headline's very funny.
These are bad defensive players who both need the ball. Yeah. That's not even a playoff.
And it's only
team.
A matter of time before the honeymoon ends. Kyrie's starting to get a little sideways, and I don't know, man. Some of these high maintenance
point
guards.
You got me all hyped up on that Fred VanVleet deal.
You like that, huh? Well, what's wrong with point guards right now? Ja Morant,
immature.
I mean, Kyrie Irving, James Harden,
erratic, won't play defense. VanVleet, you know what he is? He's a grown up.
Yeah. You know who else is? De'Aaron Fox. Jamal Murray. These guys are there and reliable and tough, and you don't have to worry about them.
Now, one of my guys, we both love Dame.
Yes. He's mature.
Oh, he's got a lot of things going on. He is older. Tomorrow's headline today, what is it on Damian Lillard of the Blazers?
I've been pushing Dame to the Heat, and Miami fans are like, it's not happening. We can't afford him. So you look around the league, you're like, okay, is there a landing spot for Damian Lillard?
Uh-oh.
The headline will be, say my Dame. Lillard's destiny is in Philly. Now, this picture is iconic for sure. Joel Embiid plus Damian Lillard.
Well,
that's a tandem I can rock with. Now, it's probably going to cost you Tyrese Maxey. I know you don't want to call him Maxey.
I don't like that.
Well, I mean, you could try Tobias Harris and all the picks in the world, but Portland's probably going to be able to get something better. Listen, Maxey's good, but are you winning with him? Show me the awesome game he had. He had one pretty good game against Boston. Damian Lillard, I know he's been hurt the last 2 years. Damian Lillard and Joel Embiid could be.
And Tobias Harris is your three.
Yeah, as your three. But Lillard and Embiid, I don't want to say it's Jamal Murray and Jokic, but it is probably one of the best duos in the league. It's what you thought Harden and Embiid would be. I mean, Dame and Embiid in the pick and roll, Colin. Dame's range spacing the floor for Joel Embiid. Remember when Boston started to like cramp Embiid style the last two games and he just was like 5-for-18? You can't do that with Damian Lillard on the floor. I like the idea of Dame to Philly. Let's see if Lillard waves his like, I want to stay in Portland strategy, which I don't think is working.
I was just thinking about this. So let's say without two starters, the Miami Heat go back to Boston and beat Jaylen Brown and Tatum. In a weird way, the Jaylen Brown injury keeps them together. Because you can say Jaylen Brown literally shot 28%. If Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Robert Williams, Horford, Tatum are healthy, and Miami missing two starters, two shooters, goes up there and wins, that is, you got to break those guys up. The injury, now Tatum last year in the finals, remember, Boston used that to say Tatum was worn down. That's why they tried to scale back some numbers.
Yeah.
So everybody was like, settle down. They outplayed the Warriors. Tatum fell apart. So nobody freaked out. And this year, similarly, Jaylen Brown's hurt. There's a difference between reasons. That's a reason, not an excuse. So in a weird way, what keeps them together in the Big Max is his hand injury. Otherwise, if they went in, Miami went in tonight without two starters and beat them.
Yeah.
That is break it up.
It's easy to say break it up, but
Jaylen Brown's got a.
What are you going to get for Jaylen Brown? Like he's a wing who can defend multiple positions. He's an all NBA guy. When healthy, he's very good.
You can
good, get
a
durable.
Ton for him.
Yeah, well, really?
Oh, I've said this before.
A guy who's of an all NBA caliber player, or do you want a bunch of spare parts to fit around?
Okay,
Tatum?
You tell me. Wiggins, Jordan Poole, and draft picks. You wouldn't consider it. Poole's 25 a game.
Wiggins is no all-NBA player.
Jordan I'm not Poole's saying, no all-NBA player. No, but I'm giving you two really good starters and
Does
a draft
Poole
pick.
Does Poole fit with Tatum? He's just going to watch him go to work? All of a sudden you get
really
bad defensively.
Well, he doesn't fit great with Jaylen Brown.
What do you mean? They went to the finals and now they're in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, because they, you know, again, good organization. They're good together. They're clearly not great together. They're down 3-1.
Great. They went to the finals. They were up 2-1. Isn't that great?
No, I mean, great is hoisting the trophy. Denver's very good. They win, you start saying, boy, that's a great team. They win a second one, you're like, they are a great team.
So the problem is McCollum and Lillard in Portland, they kept them together for like 7 years. They kept getting to the playoffs. They got to the conference finals once.
Two guards.
They kept them together
similar
too long.
Similar games.
It's similar, except both of these guys are all NBA. I don't think McCollum.
Also, both of these guys in Boston are excellent defenders. Lillard and McCollum were not. They're poor defenders.
Yeah, it's tough for Brad Stevens to break them up.
I know, but
the question, did Mazzulla save his job with one win in the final, in the conference finals?
I mean, we laugh, but probably.
Maybe.
So tonight, I'm taking Boston by 6.
Yeah, I'm not betting on the side. I'll bet over Jimmy Butler.
You bet a lot of props. You're a prop guy.
I think you could find an edge in props.
So who's...
Like, these sides have been crazy.
You've been very good on props.
Well, I would go Butler. Butler over 28.5. Now, the concern is, without this guy Vincent, all of a sudden Miami starts slowly. They fall behind 15, and they just, like you say, mail it in. Let's hit the guys. Butler's got no shot.
Yeah, I'm a mail it in guy. If you get down 12...
You're a mail-it-in guy?
I would literally...
The guy who works like 300 days a year, you're mail-it-in
guy? No, I would go to Jimmy Butler. I'd say, I got a Delta flight. Leaves in an hour. Get out of here.
get some treatment.
No, but I banged on the Lakers for that. Once you're down 15 and you're on the road and you're not healthy, get guys off the floor.
Well, the Heat have 6 double-digit comebacks for wins in these playoffs. So, like, that's when they relish the fact that they're down 12. We can overcome this.
You know Boston, if they lead by like 5 or 6 late... They're getting tight.
A little tight.
They're getting tight.
A little nervous.
Boston gets all up. You're very rigid. Boy. All right, we're off tomorrow. We'll see you soon.
Oof.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.